Joining us right now on the KTAR Newsmaker line is Alyssa Court. She's the author of Squeezed, Why Our Families Can't Afford America. Good morning to you, Alyssa.
Oh, it's great to be here.
You know, I'm so happy to have you on today, given the economic numbers that have been released, because the economy is booming. It's growing at the fastest pace we've seen in almost 4 years. Happy days are here again.
Yeah.
Yet you say that the families can't afford America. Those two things just seem to be in direct conflict with one another. Explain, if you will.
Well, what I was seeing when I was reporting my book was that a lot of people were struggling to make a living, to pay for their housing, their childcare, their basic needs as a family, even when they thought they were middle class, when they were supposed to be middle class. And yes, sure, there's close to full employment, et cetera. But the question is, are wages keeping up and have prices skyrocketed? If you look at the cost of college education, it's doubled since 1996, public education, and many more times that, private education. So what I was seeing was a lot of people who are in debt as well.
Mm. And so that hasn't necessarily changed, and we're trying to understand it. And to be clear, some of the statistics that you cited in the article and in your book, Squeezed, are that while I'll use the term consumer goods, flat screen TVs or whatnot, are more affordable than they once were, necessities are the struggle for people, everything from childcare to education to housing. And it's almost as if I understand some of it, people can get tricked into thinking they're doing better than they can because they have a 70-inch TV.
Well, yeah. And I mean, in fact, I run this organization called the Economic Hardship Reporting Project, where we try to employ many of the 50% of newspapers reporters that lost their jobs after 2005.
Wow.
And one of them is living in a tent, but he has a cell phone. And he doesn't have a bank account, but he has a cell phone. So things like cell phones, computers, et cetera, kids' toys, you know, these things are decently priced. But then you look at things like, you know, just a basic education or sending your kid to preschool, and that is astronomical.
We're talking right now on the KTAR Newsmaker line to Alyssa Court, author of Squeezed, Why Our Families Can't Afford America. And in your book, Alyssa, you write, many Americans blame themselves for their financial hardships or are quick to blame others who are struggling for their missteps or perceived lack of work ethic. What is going on here? If it's harder today to be in the middle class than it was for my parents, how are people overcoming that? And why is that such the case right now?
Well, as I said, a lot of it's pricing, a lot of it's wages. Some of this corporate wealth that you're seeing that's coming, you know, out of the stock market, et cetera, that you're pointing to isn't going to the workers themselves. So that's part of where it's coming from, right? The gap between us and our parents. But then what people are doing is really interesting. I mean, it ranges from banding together to try to get into these situations like co-housing or co-parenting, barter and trade for daycare and the cost of living, et cetera. And then, you know, bigger solutions like organizing for things like universal pre-K or, you know, putting pressure on their jobs to try to create daycare facilities on site. So there are things that people are doing politically, and then there are things people are doing just on their own.
Alyssa Court is joining us right now, author of the new book, Squeezed, talking about the challenges of the middle class. Is part of the, I say problem, and I'll use the term or issue, from a perception standpoint, is the expectation that a middle-class lifestyle today is very different from a middle-class lifestyle of your parents when you take a look at some of these things that we have an expectation of how our parents lived, but maybe we remember it a little different than it actually was? I get a sense there's a disconnect.
What do you mean? You mean that, like, we have a rosier view of our childhoods?
Yes, and that we thought mom and dad were doing pretty darn good and high on the hog, and we're struggling today, when maybe mom and dad were kind of going through some of the same things, you just didn't see it as much.
You know, I mean, I'm sure some of that's true because, you know, we were kids. We weren't necessarily noticing when they were struggling to, you know, pay for that new Panasonic, you know.
Like, Curtis Mathis TV console. Yes, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. But, you know, what I know from my parents, who originally they were teaching community college, right, was that they could afford summer camps and summer vacations and, you know, I mean, I even went to private school sometimes. I mean, just stuff that you could imagine now. And they didn't have any, like, hidden trust fund or anything. Mm. I mean, I think one of the things is we need to think about, too, is there are places in this country where you're probably likelier to be able to afford housing than others. You know, I don't know about the Phoenix real estate market right now, but
pretty hot.
Pretty hot, right?
Yeah.
New York, yeah, because people were moving from California, right? Los Angeles.
Yes, exactly.
In droves.
Right. I know. I was in Phoenix recently, and I saw that, like the snowbirds. Yeah, and also just L.A. folk, right? Like showbiz people who want a little cheaper housing and so forth. But L.A., San Francisco, New York, I guess we'll put Phoenix on this list now. Boston, I mean, these big cities, the housing is double, triple, quadruple what it was, you know, adjusted for inflation in some areas of these cities. So I don't know. It's a little different, and the commutes are much longer. And if you look at the hours that people are working much longer hours. And I think the final proof is that fertility rates are down. And the main reason that people are saying is because they can't afford to have kids. Something like it's now the lowest rate since 1978. And they're having, so I love this number, 1.76 children. And that's pretty low.
Yeah, I'm the 0.76 child, but I appreciate that. Alyssa, thank you for your time today. We sincerely appreciate that. That's Alyssa Court, author of the new book, Squeeze.